Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur on Hilchos Sfiras Omer tonight. And we're going to be talking about a very specific shaila that is more common than we think. We're going to talk about what happens if you're not going to make all the counts, if you're going to miss one of the nights of Sfiras Omer. And we're going to see that this is actually a... let me share the sources with you. So you could see a very beautiful shaila, not such a beautiful shaila, but a little bit of a sad shaila, that was asked to the Betzel HaChachma. The Shalas Chu is Betzel HaChachma. So if you look down in my sources, let me bring you there to the Chuva, and then we're going to go back in time to see the beginning of the sources, some background information. So this is the Shaila that was asked to the Shut Betzel HaChachma not so long ago. Shalas Chu is during the 20th century. And he talks about, I'll tell you the story outside without reading inside. You can look at the italics inside if you want. The story that he tells is about a man who is critically ill. And all of a sudden, the doctor said there's some medical emergency that made him suddenly, have just a few hours left to live. And he's still, his mind is intact. And he's davening Ma'ariv, and the doctors have said that he just has, maybe it's a day, I don't know if it's a few days or a few hours to live. And after Ma'ariv, the people who are with him notice that he said Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, he said Aleinu and put down his siddur. And he didn't say Sfiras HaOmer. The question is, should the people who are present around him remind him that so-and-so, you should just know, it's the Omer now, and you might want to count Sfira. Or, on the other hand, maybe it's better if they don't say a word, because according to the doctors, he's unfortunately not going to make it for the, to count the last part of Sfira. And maybe it's better not to say anything, because by encouraging or reminding him to say Sfira Omer with a bracha, he might end up saying a bracha levatala. That's the question, a very poignant question that was presented to the Betzel HaChachma, and we're going to deal with it besides that specific shaila, from a broader point of view, as far as what happens if a person knows, like we mentioned a little bit of this afternoon between Mecham Ma'ariv, as far as if a person's going to be crossing the international date line and going to be missing a day of Sfiras HaOmer because they know they're going to be traveling for business, or because they know they have some kind of surgery or anesthesia, some kind of medical procedure where they'll be under anesthesia, they won't be awake or alert or sufficiently cognitively aware to count Sfiras HaOmer one of the nights. So the question is, should they start counting with a bracha if they know that they're going to be in a situation next week, next 2 weeks from now, sometime during Sfiras HaOmer, when they will definitely miss a night? So should they nevertheless start counting with a bracha? Or should we argue, as we will present the reason for that argument in a moment, that since they are definitely going to miss a night, and therefore they definitely are, at least questionably, might not be fulfilling the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer properly, maybe they should err on the side of caution and not even begin to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. Of course, count Sfiras HaOmer, but maybe not with a bracha, because they know they will be missing out some of the countings. Okay, so we have to start the sugya, and we're going to do a little bit of background information, and then we'll get into the specific details. The issue of if you miss a day, you don't continue counting with the bracha is not really the way we paskin. I know that's how we paskin, but we don't really paskin like that. You'll see what I mean in a minute. There is an opinion. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch does something as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says we paskin like such and such, but there's an opinion of somebody who's very important, and we want to respect his opinion, and therefore we're gonna accommodate for an opinion like whom we don't really paskin like, but we want to show respect for him. We have that in numerous places. We have that, for example, when it comes to women laying the Megillah. Mikra Hadin, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you'll find that the Shulchan Aruch says women can lay a Megillah. However, there's the opinion of the Bahag who says that they shouldn't, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, out of respect for the Bahag, even though it's not Ikra Hadin, but out of our great respect for somebody as incredibly big as the Bahag, women should not lay in the Megillah. Of course, if you're in a place where the only one who knows how to lay in the Megillah is a woman, then we'll follow the Ikra Hadin. We won't show our respect for the Bahag if there's no one else to lane. However, if there are men to lane, so of course we'll show the honor for the Baha'i who says that women should not lane. You have the exact same model here in Sfiras HaOmer with the exact same personality. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if you miss a night, and it happens to be that the Baha'i is the one who says that if you miss a night, let's look over here in the tour. Tour quotes this Baha'i. Because the old Baha'i, the Baal Halachas Kedos writes the following. Shim shachach levarich be'echom min hayomim shelo yevarich ol biyomim shela acharav.
Excuse me.
Once you miss one night of counting Sfira, once you miss one 24-hour period, I'm sorry, of counting Sfira, you should no longer count with a bracha. That's the opinion of the Baha'i. It sounds like we paskin like that because that's what we seem to be familiar with, but that's not really how we paskin. Rav Sadia Gaon, also one of the Gaonim very early, Kosav She'im Shachach Be'echam HaYamim, if you forgot one of the days, no, that doesn't make a difference. Yevarech B'yamim Shal Acharav, you should continue counting with a bracha. No difference, except if you made a mistake on the first night. Chutz Milayl HaRishon. If you miss the first night, then even the Rav Sadia Gaon says you should not continue counting with a bracha. Something about the first night. Did you ever hear of a difference between the first night and the other nights? Qualitative difference, why the first night should be different? I don't know. Next, thirdly, the tour set brings a third opinion. Rav Hai Gaon Kasav, again, this is a machlokas ha-gaonim, bein bolaylo rishon bebishar leilos im shachach v'lo birech. Bo, if you forgot to count Sfira, Yevarech B'Shar Leilos, you should continue counting with a bracha for the rest of Sfira. And the Shulchan Aruch does paskin halacha l'maisa like this Rav Hai Gaon, that if you do miss a night, you should continue counting the rest of the mitzvahs, the rest of the evenings, with a bracha. However, out of respect to Rav Hai Gaon, I'm sorry, out of respect to the Baha'i that I mentioned earlier, out of respect to the Baha'i who says that you lost the mitzvah, you should continue doing the mitzvah, but don't make the bracha. There's a common misconception that I've seen, especially among younger kids. Kids assume that once they miss a certain night, not just kids, adults also, they said, I missed a certain night, so there's no point in me counting anymore. That couldn't be further from the truth. Me'ikar hadin, you could even continue counting with a bracha. It happens to be that out of respect for the Baha'i, who says that you can't continue counting with a bracha, we don't make a bracha. But it's so important for people to realize that even if they lost out on a one day, they missed an entire 24-hour period, they should 100% definitely continue to count. Maybe without the bracha, of course, but they should definitely continue to count. Okay. Now, I just want to show you that opinion of the Baha'i, who says that if you missed a day, you lost your mitzvah, is not really accepted by the poskim. So first, you can look at a quick Tosfos in Menachos, just one line from the Tosfos. He quotes the Baha'i that if you missed a day, then you should not continue counting. And why does the Baha'i say that? So the Baha'i in the Torah doesn't give us an answer, but Tosfos gives us an answer. Tosfos says, Mishum debaya tamimos. There's a special halacha in there's like Gzeres HaKosev in the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer that says that you need tamimos. And if you are lacking in the totality, in the perfection, in the wholeness of the mitzvah, you're lacking the tamimos aspect, and therefore your whole counting is lacking. Now if we stop for a second, I want to analyze what Tosfos is saying. Before I saw this Tosfos, I thought there are 49... Let's say the Baha'i says that there's one big mitzvah with 49 parts. If you miss one part, so you didn't do the whole mitzvah. So if that's the case, if that's what the Baha'i says, that there are 49 parts of the mitzvah, you didn't do one of the parts, so you didn't fulfill the whole mitzvah, so that has nothing to do with Gzeres HaKosev, Tamimos. That just means that you didn't do the whole mitzvah. Let me say that again. I just said something that's very subtle. Before we saw this Tosfos, how do we understand the Baha'i? How do we understand that if you miss a day, you don't count anymore? It sounds like because there are 49 parts to the mitzvah, It's one gigantic mitzvah. It's a big, gigantic, happy mitzvah with 49 parts, and you're missing one of the parts. So you can't, so don't make any more brachas if you're not going to do all 49 parts of it. You're not going to have the whole mitzvah. Well, that has nothing to do with a gzeiros hakasav tamimos. For the fact that Tosa says it's a gzeiros hakasav tamimos, that means that even according to the Bahag, it's really one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah with maybe 40, it's 49 different mitzvahs, I should say. It's 49 different mitzvahs. And even though it's 49 different mitzvahs, I don't know how to say it. I'm not sure how to say this. I don't know what to say. I'm really a little bit lost. If it's just that you're missing part, if it's one big mitzvah, you're missing part of the mitzvah, then you can't continue your signing brach because you're missing part of the mitzvah. You don't have to have gzeiros hakasav tamimos. Unless the pasuk of the word tamimos is telling you that it's one big mitzvah, I might have thought that it's 49 different mitzvahs, and therefore if you miss one, do the other. If you miss number 9, do number 10. If you miss number 23, do number 24. But comes the pasuk of tamimos and says, no, it's one big mitzvah that all has to be with a shlemus, with a tamimos. And since it's one mitzvah, you're missing out on a part. Anyway, Tosa says this opinion is absurd. It's not even reasonable that if you miss one night, you should have lost the mitzvah. And furthermore, the Rush also quotes this Bahag that says, oh, once you missed a day, you should not continue counting because you don't have the tamimos component. And concludes the Rush, Ve'enir l'ri. The Ri doesn't like this. Dekol laila ve'laila mitzvah bifnei atzmi. Every single night of Sirius Omer is an independent mitzvah. It sounds like the Bahag holds that they're all one big fat mitzvah. And the Rosh is saying, no, it's an independent, every night is a separate mitzvah. So you did one, you didn't do the other, you did the other, you didn't do one. Just because you missed one, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the other. Now, I want to take it a step further. Everything that we just said, I want to take it a step further to an incredible conclusion. Look at this chida. Look at this incredible chida that you have surrounded by blue. The chida in his Sefer Mora Be'etzba Simen Zayin. I'm not familiar with the chida. As you know, the chida wrote, I don't know if it's dozens, maybe hundreds of, maybe 100 or some svarim. He wrote incredible amounts of svarim. So every time I see the chida, in every area of halacha, I see the chida in his Sefer such and such. And, you know, he has a different Sefer on every topic and every, he was one of the most prolific authors in the past few hundred years. So he has a Sefer Mora Be'etzba. And look at what he writes here about how we should act during the 7 weeks of Sfira. And we're going to see one point that he says almost by the way at the end of this comment. A person should be very careful. Yizdaris, v'yasa simon. We should make all kinds of simonim. Shel yishkach laila achas. K'sheinu mona b'tzibur. When you go to shul, of course, you're going to count the Sfiras Omer because you're in shul. But sometimes you daven at home and you might forget. So you should have all kinds of things to remind you. You should have the WhatsApp reminders. You should, you know, tie something to your, tie a little string or a little shoelace around the corner of your bed. You know, cover your pillow with a paper bag until every morning until you, to remind you to counsel you, all kinds of things. Think of things that you could do, simonim that you could do to remind yourself not to forget a night. Look at what he says. Because what happens if you forget? Te'asher di'yishkach gam b'yom, because if you forget at night and the following day, lo yuchal od lispor b'bracha, you won't be able to make a bracha moving forward. So far, so good. I know that. And now look at the last line of the chida. Ulaman de'amar, and according to a certain opinion, Hayu kol habrachos milelos she'avru livatala. And according to a certain opinion, I assume he's referring to the Bahag, all the brachas that you made heretofore until now are brachas livatala. Oh my goodness gracious. Do you hear what the Chida just said? The Chida just said that if you count day after day for 48 days, and the 48th day, you were late at work, and you didn't make it to Marav, you weren't feeling well, you didn't make it to Marav, you forgot the 48th day, then once you missed a day, according to the Bahag, you missed out on the mitzvah. Okay, that I understand. The Bahag might hold you didn't do a mitzvah, because it's all one big mitzvah with 49 parts. You miss one of those parts. But says the Chida, and all the 48 brachas that you said until now are a bracha levatala. So it's bad enough you didn't do a mitzvah because you missed one of the 49 pieces of the mitzvah. But we're saying now that you even are liable for bracha levatalas. Not one, not two, not two dozen, not three dozen, not four, yeah, four dozen, 48 bracha levatalas. Wow. That's an incredible, frightening chida. Now, that brings us to our question that we started with. We're not just talking about the fact that, oh, I might not be doing the mitzvah fully, maybe I shouldn't, if I know I'm going to miss a certain night, I know that I'm going to have a medical procedure, I know that I'm going to be crossing the date line, maybe I shouldn't, you know, count with brachas on the way there, but it's that, it's not just maybe I, you know, what am I going to do about that one? Maybe every one of my brachas from now till that day is going to be levatala, because once I miss that day, all the brachas are made levatala. And let's explain this possibility, this question even further. There's a Tosfos in Ksuvos that talks about not Sfiras HaOmer, but talks about a different sphira in the Torah. The Torah says that a woman who's a Zava has to count 7 clean days. And Tosfos asks a question that the Rabbanim like to talk about on Sfiras HaOmer. Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, Amai ein mevareches Zava al Sfirasa? If the Torah says explicitly, V'safra la, she should count 7 clean days, and it's a pasuk in the Torah that she should count, well, you know where else? The Torah also says you should count 7 weeks from 49 days. Just like you say a bracha when you count 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, you should also count with a bracha. You should also say a bracha when you count when a woman counts 7 clean days. Both times are places in the Torah. The Torah says count. And if I count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha, let me count the Zava counting 7 clean days with a bracha. That's Tosis' question. Let's see Tosis' answer. Tosis says, nah, the counting of a woman should not be similar to Sfiras HaOmer. You know why? Because let's look at a different kind of counting. There's another counting in the Torah. A lot of counting mitzvahs in the Torah. There's Sfira, there's Zava. There's also the counting of a Yovel. Bezin counts every year towards the Yovel. You see, says Tosfos, that when you count towards the Yovel, there you should make a bracha. You know why? Because if you just keep on counting, you're going to get there. You're going to get to the Yovel. If you do what you got to do every year for the next 49 years, you're going to reach Yovel. And so too, if you count every day of Sfiras HaOmer for the next 49 days, you'll get to Shavuos. However, Zava is different. Aval Zava Shim Tire, if she sees Dam on the 7 clean days, Tistar, she's going to lose out all those days. And therefore, she shouldn't count from the outset. Let's think about what Tosfos just said. Tosfos just said that when do you count? You only count when you're definitely going to get to the end. But if there's a possibility that your counting will be canceled in mitten, in the middle, then it's better not to count at all. Oh, so if that's the case, maybe a regular guy who goes to Marv every night, he should count with a minion. He's going to count with a minion. He'll make every night. He should count with a bracha. But somebody who doesn't go to Marav and who typically misses a night or two of Sfiras HaOmer, or more precisely, somebody who knows that they're going to be missing a night because they're traveling over the date line or because they're going to have some kind of medical procedure, well, they know definitely they're going to miss a day. They should be maybe similar to a woman who's a Zava. Maybe their counting of Sfiras HaOmer is not necessarily going to lead to a full counting of 49 days. It's not going to be like the Sfiras HaOmer that the Torah wants us to count. It's not going to be like the Sfiras HaYovel that the Beis Din counts, that will definitely reach the end goal. If you know that a person, that you're going to be traveling over the day long, you're going to have a medical procedure and sleeping through one night, so maybe you should be like that Zava who shouldn't count at all because she might miss a day. You know you're going to miss a day. Maybe you shouldn't count at all. That is the question that we have at hand. So this question actually of the Zava is a fascinating, you know, side point. Tosa's question about why doesn't the Zava count with a bracha? And there's actually another answer. So Tosfos said the answer that maybe she won't finish counting because maybe she'll see Dam one of those 7 days. There's another answer. The other answer is that maybe there's no real mitzvah for a Zava to count. Meaning, if she wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, or if she wants to be with her husband, then she has to count. But she has no plans of going to the Beis HaMikdash, or she's a single woman who's not married and doesn't have to be with her husband afterwards, so let her, she'll stay Tumea. She'll stay a Zava the rest of her life. So therefore, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis for a Zava. What's motivating her to count? What's prompting her to count? There's no chiyuv for her to count. If she wants to be with her husband, if she wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash, then she has to count. You know what it's like? It's like if you want to have meat, you have to do shechita. It doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv to do shechita. If you want meat, then you have to do shechita. If you want to divorce your wife, you have to give her a get. But there's no chiyuv to give your wife a get. So maybe there's no chiyuv for the woman that zava to count. Maybe that's why she doesn't make a bracha. That's a svara put forth by the Radvaz. And he doesn't like it. Anyway, the poskim assume, like the answer of Tosfos that we said a minute ago, that we're worried maybe she won't finish counting, therefore she shouldn't say a bracha on the counting of the Zion Nikiyim. But if that logic is true, then we're going to come out with a very difficult situation. Because that means if you know that you're not going to be able to finish your counting your Sfira, you are just like a Zava. Your Sfira Saomer situation is just like a Zava. Who knows, who might miss a day, and therefore it shouldn't count. Well, if you know you're going to miss a day, certainly you shouldn't count. That's the situation that we have before us. So if you see yourself looking forward and realize that you're not going to be counting, it sounds like maybe you shouldn't count. So those of you who are there in Chamayev today, I shared with you this incredible Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer, again, has nothing to do with the Chasam Sofer, has nothing to do with Sfira Saomer. Chasam Sofer is taught in Hilchus Yoredeya. And here he's talking about a situation. Chasam Sofer is talking about a situation where it doesn't matter if there's a shliach or no shliach, but where there's a hafrashas truma. You have a block of dough and you have to be mafresh challah, or you have some tomatoes that you grew in your tomato patch in Eretz Yisrael, you have some grapes that you grew in your vineyard in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be mafresh trumas or maestras or challah, right? Everyone's making shlissel challah tonight? Tonight's shlissel challah baking time. If anybody has an extra shlissel challah, let me know. I know somebody who wants a shlissel challah. And if you get the key of somebody worth, 8 digits, then please also share that shlissel challah with me. We'll see what it does. We'll see what we can get from it. So this week is shlissel challah. So let's say you're baking your shlissel challahs. All the ladies are baking their shlissel challahs this week, and you want to be mafresh a little bit of challah. So you take off a little bit of challah, and then you say, "Wait a second. I took the dough off the challah that my wife wanted to be the big challah. She wanted me to take the dough off the little challah roll." Right, you have like 7 challahs for your hafrashas challah because you have to get 5 pounds of dough, and you have to take the amount of challah, the hafrasha, from one of them. They're all sitting there on a tray, and you're supposed to take off one of them. And you made a big mistake. You took it off of the big challah you're going to serve with a guest Friday night with the schlissel, and your wife said, "Make sure you don't take from that challah. Make sure you mafresh the challah from the little roll that we're going to use for challah shudis." And you made a mistake. So you know what you do? You go to the rabbi and you say, "I made a mistake with my hafrashas challah. I want to retract my hafrashas challah. And I want to..." Well, the halacha is you're allowed to do that. Because hafrashas challah, or hafrashas truma, or hafrashas meiser, is like a neder. And a neder, you could be shoel the neder. You could retract the neder. So if that's the case, just like you could retract a neder, you could retract your hafrashas challah, you could retract your hafrashas meiser, you could retract your hafrashas challah. So you say, "I hereby retract your shoel on that hafrashas challah," and therefore you put the little bit of dough back, and the challah has been, the hafrashas challah was cancelled, and now this dough is like a brand, like you're back to square one, and you have to be mafresh challah on that dough again. So says the Chasam Sofer, you're going to be in a bind if you do that. Because after you were shoel, and you retracted your hafrashas truma, hafrashas chala, that you made the bracha, right? When you make a bracha on, when you do hafrashas truma, you also make a bracha. When you do hafrashas maestras, you also make a bracha. So if you're going to be shoel on that, and retract it, and go back to square one, and make this food tevel again, or unhafrashad chala, or vegetables or fruit again, well, now you're going to go ahead and be mafresh a second time. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make a bracha, right? You're going to have to make a bracha for the second time. So that means by you being shoel on the hafrasha that you did the first time around, you are causing that your original hafrasha with the bracha was a bracha levatala. Should we allow you to make that hafrasha in the first place? To retract your hafrasha? Because when you retracted your hafrasha, and now you're going to have to go ahead and do a second hafrasha, that made your bracha a bracha levatala. Look at what the Chasam Sofer says about that scenario. Again, he's not talking about Sfiras HaOmer, but we'll see if we could take his concept and apply it to Sfiras HaOmer. Because the shayla that we have by Sfiras HaOmer is that if you are going to end up missing a day, let's say day 30 you're going to miss, that means the first 29 days, were they bracha levatalas? Especially, we'll make the case even worse, if you know you're going to miss day 30, were those 29 days bracha levatalas? Let's see. What the Chasam Sofer says about is similar, but different case. Amnam, says the Chasam Sofer, chelek beiz yoradeh simon shinchach. Le'inyon bracha, shekvar birech. Regarding, again, you made the bracha when you were mafresh chala. Then you realize, oops, I took it from the wrong one, I want to retract. I don't think that that's considered a bracha levatala. Why not? And I'll tell you why not. Of course, if there's no good reason, you shouldn't be shoal on your neder and cause another bracha to have to be recited, if there's no good reason. But if there is a reason, and you did, you were shoal, because again, you have a good reason, you wanted to leave the big challah as big as possible and take your afresh challah from one of the small challah rolls. Aval mikol makom im ir, if it occurs shehischaret mishum tam v'yatzer v'yitrom v'yavarei shenis, ein kan shum beis michash lebracha rishon shayis levatala. Why not? Says the Chasam Sofer, look at why the first bracha was not considered levatala. And we'll see if we could borrow the same logic to explain why the first 29 days that you counted with a bracha for Sfiras HaOmer, even though you missed day 30, maybe it also should not be considered bracha levatala. Let's see what he says. Shekach mevarech v'tzivanu lifrosh truma or chala. That was the bracha, right? You commanded me to be mafresh truma. V'inyon hafrashas truma chala. And what part of the mitzvah, when I say I'm now going to do the mitzvah of hafrashas chala, well, part of the mitzvah of hafrashas chala or hafrashas truma is what? The possibility that I could be shoel it. That's part of being mafresh chala. I say, Hashem, you commanded me to do the mitzvah of hafrashas chala. But part of the mitzvah of hafrashas chala is the possibility, since hafrashas chala is a neder, is it possible that you could undermine that hafrasha. So it means part of the mitzvah of Hashem, you commanded me to do the mitzvah of hafrashas chala is the very capacity that I might be able to undermine that hafresh eschal. That's part of the mitzvah. That's part of this hafresh eschal that I did. V'kot tzivanu. And therefore, I did what I was supposed to do. I didn't not do. When I said that bracha originally, I didn't not do anything right, wrong. I said, you commanded me to go ahead and do this mitzvah. And I did the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is the possibility to undermine it later. So let's think. Can we apply that logic to Sfiras HaOmer? Hashem says, I want you to count. Hashem knows I could forget day 30. Hashem still says, I want to count. So okay, Hashem, I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to start counting. And I'm going to say, Abrach HaShem, Kedisham, Sassavit, Svona, to count. Now you and I know, you Hashem and I know, Hashem, that I might forget day 30, and you still told me that I should count. So maybe the Chasam Sofer would hold that when you went ahead, in your forward-looking perspective of looking forward towards doing the next mitzvah and trying to get yourself to day 49, maybe you are able to make the bracha, even if you end up forgetting. We shouldn't say that you're gonna miss out a day. You don't know if you're gonna if you don't know that you're gonna miss a day, you should definitely have the right to make a bracha. But the problem is that this Chasam Sofer is talking about a case where originally you didn't necessarily know that you were going to withdraw your hafrasha. When you hear in this chasm sovah shaila, when you were mafrish the chala or the truma, you thought it was it. Later on, you changed your mind and uprooted it. Masha Enkin, the case that we're asking is when you're moving forward in a sphere sa'omer knowing that you're going to miss a day. Maybe that should be worse. Maybe that should be worse. And again, if you were at Mincha Ma'ariv, I mentioned the Mishnah Brura quotes the following. The Mishnah Brura quotes an interesting sefer of the Shulchan Shlomo. And it's talking about women's obligations, Sfiras HaOmer. It's a mitzvah, Seishas Magrama. Women are essentially peturos. However, there's a famous Magen Avraham that nowadays women do have accepted upon themselves as obligatory to recite Sfiras HaOmer. And Magen Avraham says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Women don't count Sfiras HaOmer. But either way, whether you hold women are obligated or women accepted upon themselves or didn't accept upon themselves, putting that point aside, look what he quotes from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kasim Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Dal kol panim women lo yivarchu. Women should not count with a bracha. Why? Why not? Abivada yitu biomechad. Because they're not gonna say all the days. You see, men go to shul, and after Ma'ariv, part of davening is you say you count with a bracha. So of course you're gonna remember. But women who never go to shul." Women might not even daven Ma'ariv. So what is it in their night schedule that's going to make them remember? Okay, now it's easier because you have your WhatsApps and you have your reminders and you have your alarms on your iPhone. But, you know, before all those things, what's going to remind women every night? So there's a good chance they're going to not finish. Therefore, they shouldn't make a bracha, even from the start. And then he adds an interesting point at the end. V'gamal pirov enam yodim per shamila. So oftentimes they don't even know, you know, what the words mean of Sfira Soma. They don't know what Hayom Yom, you know, Hayom Shnemesar Yomim Yala Omer means. Sheshua Chavach Hashem Yomim Lo. They don't even know the types of those words. You see how uneducated women were 100 years ago, or whenever the Shulchan Shlomo wrote this, 200 years ago. They didn't even know the translation of that line, which now any girl who goes to day school, Beis Yaakov, you know, modern Orthodox Yeshiva, whatever kind of school they go to, they should hopefully be able to translate, you know, the line of Sfira Omer. So, and he's assuming if you don't understand the words you're saying, that's not called a sphira. So you shouldn't make a bracha. So are we going to say the same thing with men? A man who knows that he's like a woman, a man who knows that he's going to forget to say the to count, should he also not say a bracha? So I want to finish this shiur tonight with this tshuva of the Betzel Chachma, where he's going to argue that even though a person, again, the case that he was asked that we saw earlier, where the person was critically ill and the doctors told him that he's not going to live out the day or the next few days, and there's another month till Shavuos, and should he say Sfira Sa'omer or not, the Betzel Chachma is going to say, I think you should say Sfira Sa'omer, even though you're not going to make it till the end. I'll tell you why. So let's see some of the svaras that he puts forth. The first point is as follows. Do we really hold that every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, every day is part of one big mitzvah? Meaning, if you miss a day, did you miss the whole mitzvah? The Bahag, yes, the Bahag maybe holds that it's all one big mitzvah, and if you missed a day, you lost the mitzvah. But listen to this question. Listen carefully. Let's say we hold like the Bahag. And if you miss part of the mitzvah, you miss the whole mitzvah. So that means that there are 49 parts of the mitzvah. If you miss one of them, you miss any part of the 49 parts, you don't have the whole mitzvah in its entirety. You don't have tmimos. You don't have a full mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But listen to this. So I understand you don't have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but maybe, is that a reason? Let me think for a second. You don't have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but maybe we could still argue, even according to the Bahag, we could still argue that each bracha on the mitzvah is separate. Let me say that again. Even if we say each counting is part of one big mitzvah, but maybe the takana d'rabbanan to make a bracha on the 49 parts of this mitzvah, maybe each of those brachas is its own mitzvah. And just because you, let's say, won't have the latter few brachas, let's say a person dies a week before Shavuos, so he doesn't have the mitzvah and it's tumimas. So is that a bracha levatala until then? Maybe we could argue that even if you hold that it's all one big mitzvah, 49 day parts, and if you miss the last 7 parts, you don't have the mitzvah anymore, but maybe you still have the bracha on the mitzvah, you're still allowed to make. That maybe that's, they made the difference between the mitzvah that you didn't fulfill in its entirety, and the brachas that you do each day, because each day is its own bracha. Maybe you could say a svara like that. That's point number one. Look at what he says. Maybe he says it more clearly. Even if you hold like the Bahag, that it's all one big mitzvah. And if you miss one part of it, you lost your mitzvah. But it may come a come, but nevertheless, maybe we could argue, Habrachol shetiknu chazal levarich kol laila v'laila al kol sfira sfira v'fnei atzma al kol chadas ein a mitzvah achas. There's not a mitzvah to make 49 brachas. I mean, even though there's a mitzvah to count 49 nights, I understand. You miss one night, you missed out on the whole mitzvah. Excuse me. But is there a mitzvah to make 49 brachas? I don't know of any mitzvah to make 49 brachas. So maybe the brachas are a separate mitzvah d'rabbanan to make the brachas, and that you could make some and not others. That's one svara. Then the Bitzel Chachma raises an interesting question. A different Chasim Sofer. Did any of you ever make a bracha on making a maikeh? I feel bad now looking back because we have a porch over our kitchen in the back of our house on the second floor. We have a second door on the second floor that goes over the roof of the kitchen. And a few years ago, we had on this house that I'm in, the Shul's house, they installed a proper gate, a makeh. The problem was we had a Gentile metal worker install the makeh. And I don't think I made any bracha. I think you're supposed to make a bracha when you install a makeh. But can I ask you, let's say it takes 5 days to install the makeh. How many brachas should you make when you install the makeh? One bracha when you start, one bracha when you finish, a bracha each morning before he goes to work, a bracha each day after he finishes his work. I present to you 4 possibilities. A similar question. Let's say you write a Sefer Torah. Now, the reason why we don't recite a bracha when we write a Sefer Torah, right, it's the 613th mitzvah, isn't it? The 613th mitzvah is Kitz Lachem Sashira Hazos. So Asher Kedisham is the Savit Sivana, Lichtov Sashira Hazos. Lichto Sefer Torah. The only reason why we don't recite a bracha, apparently, is because we're not bekiyum in chaseros v'yaseros. We're not sure we're getting it all right, so we don't want to make a bracha on it. But barring that point, let's say I would make a bracha on writing a Sefer Torah. Let's say I was baki b'chaseros v'yaseros. I would make a bracha when I write a Sefer Torah. I would make the bracha before I start writing it. I make a bracha before I finish the last lamed of the last word, le'enei kol Yisrael. I make a bracha every day when I begin writing. What happens if I write 3 times every day? I write half an hour before Shacharis, I write half an hour after I eat lunch, and I eat half an hour before I go to sleep. I make 3 brachas a day before each sitting. Well, if you have a mitzvah that has a long duration, how many brachas do you make? Look here at this Chasim Sofer that I have underlined. Baram, Ayin B'tshuvas Chasim Sofer, Shekosav, Shal Mitzvahs Maike, Shasiyos Nishas Zman Rav, Be'emes Enu Mevarech, Rak Amako Sha'achron. You only make the bracha the last hammer blow. B'shash Esosim HaPir Sa'achron, Shal Yipon Ofim. The last moment that you finally seal up your roof, so somebody won't fall off it, that's when you make the bracha. Similarly, Sefer Torah, it should theoretically, if we would make a bracha, it would be only as you finish the Sefer Torah.
Why? Because, oh, there's another point. One second. Hold on one second.
There's an idea. I missed one point. There's an idea I have to share with you. Can you make multiple brachas on one mitzvah? I'll give you an example. You have a two when a baby's born, you do a bris milah. There's two brachas that are recited. There's lachnis of risa shel Avraham Avinu, and then there's
al hamilah.
Two brachas. Now the father says one, the mal says the other. What happens if the father mals his own son? Could he say both brachas? So this is a discussion among the Rishonim. And the Beis Yosef quotes the following. Look on the screen. Shim ha'av ba'atzo malas b'no eino mevarich lachniso. Why not? Shelo matzinu beis brachas ha-mitzvah achas. You can't make two brachas on one mitzvah. You can't make two brachas on one mitzvah. So that comes out with a very funny, if that's true, that you can't make multiple brachas on one mitzvah, then we come out with something very troubling. How could you make 49 brachas on one mitzvah? If you hold that Sfiras Olam is 49 mitzvahs, 49 days, 49 mitzvahs, 49 brachas, no problem. But then if you miss one day, so count the next day. But if you hold like the Bahag, that there are 49 different, I'm sorry, there's 49 different parts, but it's all one big fat mitzvah. If it's one big fat mitzvah, according to this, you should not be able to make multiple brachas. How are you able to make 49 brachas? It's one mitzvah. It must be that, I don't know. How are they able to make 49 brachas on one mitzvah? So it must be that, here, what does he say? That chachamim were misaking a different time for each part of the mitzvah. If there's one long mitzvah, you should make one bracha on it. If it's one short mitzvah, you should make one bracha on it. But if there's one long mitzvah, it's not just a long mitzvah like making a makkah that could take a week or like writing a sefer Torah that could take a year, but which doesn't have a set time for it. But here by Sfira, someone, there's a very specific time when you recite when you should do this Sfira. So it's a long mitzvah on one hand, and on the other hand, there are still set times that you have to, you know, do the mitzvah. So there you could make multiple brachas, even though it's one long mitzvah. So if that's the case, it could be that even if you have the Bahag, who's assuming that it's one big mitzvah, there still might be room to say that every bracha could be warranted separately. I'll say this chiddush again. Until now, we thought if there's a Bahag who says it's one big mitzvah, you should only make one bracha. Now what we're suggesting is that maybe even if it's one long mitzvah with 49 parts, but it's one big mitzvah, maybe it could still have multiple brachos. Because even though it's one big mitzvah, it has different sections to make that, to make those brachos. And the brachos are separate from the mitzvahs. That's what the Betzel Chachma wants to put forth. So in the end, we'll finish with this. The Betzel Chachma comes out halacha l'maisa, that even if a person will definitively not finish off, he still can make the brachas until that point, and we will not consider them bracha levatalas. And similarly, even if you know that you're going to miss a night, because you always miss a night, the past 35 years you miss a night, still, you could still go ahead and make a bracha. And finally, even if you are going to be crossing over the international date line, or for whatever health reason going to miss one night, still you would still be able to recite every night of that you can with a bracha until you lose out, until you miss the night. Then you'll once you miss it, then you can't. But until then, you will be able to recite a bracha on every night that you are able to get to. So that's the shtickle tar for this evening. Thank you for